joined on the line by Lexi Topping, who's at Dale Farm. And Lexi, I understand you're near the front gate where the protesters have been gradually moved.
That's right. Police have advanced further into the site this morning, blocking off all of the main area now, and have moved towards a secondary fence where the final two protesters remain locked on.
I mean, it sounds as though their progress is actually surprisingly quick.
It is. I think once they managed to remove the protesters who were just standing on the scaffolding late yesterday afternoon, it was only a matter of time, really, before the rest of the barricade started to come down. This morning at dawn, there were still three protesters locked on to a concrete block underneath a sort of Russian truck that is just behind the main entrance gates. But after a few hours of quick work with the power tool, they were removed. Now there are just two protesters left on this middle fence, who they've been there for 25 hours. So in some ways, I imagine they'd be relieved once they are removed.
And has most of the kind of well-known scaffolding main gate, is that now mainly gone, or has it been gradually taken?
No, the scaffolding, as you would have seen it on pictures, is still in place. They couldn't start really taking it down before the three protesters were removed, just because of fears for their safety. I've been talking to police this morning, and they seem to think that once the bailiffs start removing the scaffolding, it won't take very long at all. They've got all of the materials here.
But then, obviously, once the protesters are moved, the actual eviction process will take quite some time, won't it? Weeks and weeks.
Yes, I mean, the optimistic estimate is that it will take 8 weeks. But it's a very complicated situation here. The ruling that the travellers received after the initial eviction was stopped ruled that all the fences, the gates, a lot of the hard standing and some legal pitches with chalets on can stay. So there's going to be a long drawn out affair as bailiffs go around each pitch and try and establish what can be removed and what can't be removed. So it will take at least that amount of time, I should think.
And after the drama and excitement of yesterday, what's the mood like amongst the protesters and travellers who are still left? They must be slightly downcast now.
There's a very different atmosphere here today than there was early yesterday morning. You know, yesterday we had fires, police clashes with police and protesters, shouting, a lot of anger. There are a lot fewer protesters here today. I mean, many of them have been arrested. The ones that are left are still shouting abuse at police, but, you know, mostly things are calm. For the travellers, yes, just a real sense of despondency. They have all moved their caravans onto the few legal pitches that are left. But I think what we may see when the scaffolding comes down is many of those travellers picking up their caravans and some of them moving onto the legal site next door.